The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
One of the very best options for patients to pay for treatment in your dental office, but you're not using it? What? Hello there, Dr. David Maddow and
Dr. Richard Maddow, the co-founders of the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. And welcome to the next episode of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. That's right, we are the Dental Practice Fixers. We fix your dental practice. And we have great questions from people today.
We're going to get right into it today. So, Rich, you got a real good question sent right to you, I heard. You want to read it?
Well, might have been sent right to me, but it says, Hey, Maddow okay. Brothers, which I think it was sent to info@maddow.com,
okay.
Actually.
Perfect.
It wound up in my inbox.
It went to info@maddow.com instead of podcast@maddow.com?
Yeah, I think it's easier for people to remember info.
Okay, so sure.
If you really wanted to ask us a question, but you can't remember the email address, info@maddow.com is fine.
That's easy.
It works well.
If you can remember, then it's podcast@maddow.com.
I can't remember. Okay, let's read this question. It says, Hey, Maddow Brothers. I love that. Hey, Maddow Brothers.
Hey.
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 I've heard you and everyone else talk numerous times about offering care credit to your patients. We have it available in our office, but very few patients seem to take us up on it, and many do not get their treatment done. But I suspect they could if they were using this option. Is there anything we can do? That is from Jamie, who's an office manager in Enid, Oklahoma. Enid, Oklahoma!
Wait a minute. Enid, Oklahoma. Do you remember, that's the place, back in the 80s, it's weird how I know this, trivial fact, but there was a radio show, a DJ there named
Lieutenant Lizard.
Lieutenant Lizard.
He was kind of like had a little world fame, I think, Lieutenant Lizard.
A little
Lizard.
Bit, and he was like, it was the early 80s. I think he did like a lot of the new wave
right.
stuff that was coming out then, like a really cool show. I wonder whatever
Lieutenant
happened.
Lieutenant Lizard.
What if he's still around?
If he ever made it out capacity. Of Enid.
I don't know.
Does anybody ever make
Nobody
it out of Enid,
makes
Oklahoma?
It out of Enid. No.
I love cities that are named after like a name, like Enid, Oklahoma. Gary, Indiana. There's a town in New England called Marion, which always cracks me up.
Where is it?
It's in New England somewhere. I can't remember where exactly, but I think in Massachusetts. Anyone that knows, you can let us know. But I remember when I was a teenager driving through New England, passing that sign that said, entering Marion, and that just used to crack me up.
You entered Marion.
I thought, wow, poor Marion.
Oh, a lot of people tired every single day. Well, I had an English teacher in, wait, is it? 10th, it was somewhere in high school, English teacher. Her first name was Enid. Oh, and I remember her last name. Okay, tell me if she was ever a teacher when you were there. Enid Marome.
Doesn't sound familiar to me.
And she always would brag about her daughter's name. She named her daughter after her, but it was the backward spelling. It was Danae.
Danae
was the accent.
D-I-N-E, Dine?
Danae, it had an accent.
Dine?
Accent.
A grave?
Accent. Aigu.
Aigu. Well, she was teaching English. What? Wow, that's really weird.
Her name was Danae.
You know what the first name of all my teachers was back in high school? Miss or Mrs. I don't think we didn't know our teachers' first names so much in those days, did we?
I think maybe they didn't have
except them. For maybe Ginger Musselman, the history teacher, Pikesville Junior High School.
I had a crush on my fourth grade teacher, but her name was just Mrs. Cohen. I didn't know her first name.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah. These days, I think the kids all know the first names of their
Probably.
Teachers.
That's right, yeah.
Wow. Okay, Enid, Oklahoma, we know your first name.
It's Enid. Love Enid. And by the way, could you just get back to us and let us know if Lieutenant Lizard is on the air in some capacity somewhere in Enid?
Anyone? Oh, Jamie, yeah.
That's
please.
What I mean, Jamie, please,
She's
Jamie.
Probably way too young to have ever heard of
Maybe.
Her. I have a feeling.
Chances are.
And anyone from New England, where's Marion? We're looking for Marion. We're sending out a search party.
Put a comment in the comment section. We just want to know, please.
Entering Marion. Which was doubly not funny because our grandmother's name is Marion, so made me feel a little weird. Something you don't want to think about, I think. Okay, so Jamie, you're offering care credit in your practice. Are you actually offering care credit in your practice?
It's a great question. And if you're offering it, how are you offering it? You know, we've talked a lot about care credit at our one-day seminars and a lot of talks we do. And we found that really one of the major problems with offices that you like have care, they have, what does it mean if they have care right. credit if you're
it,
not using it?
It means they have a dusty brochure in the back right. that no one sees, right. but no one actually knows about it.
But if you have care credit and you're not communicating that. You're not offering it and then not only not offering it, but communicating like what it is, how to use it. If your chances are you're doing that wrong, you're missing a tremendous opportunity. And I don't want this to sound like it turns out like a whole commercial for Care Credit, but we have been believers in Care Credit for decades.
Well,
it,
I mean, practices that use Care Credit well do more production and collection.
Better.
Let's face it.
So, no question at all.
I mean, it could be any in-house financing plan. We happen to love Care Credit.
We do.
You know, it's so funny. We used to go to offices all the time. Now, of course, our coaches do. And so frequently, we'd see the Care Credit brochure and the office manager, financial coordinator, whatever, would be talking to a patient about their financial options. And they wouldn't even mention Care Credit. They just think that the patient's going to see the brochure and magically start asking questions about it. It don't work that way.
Well, she didn't ask me about it. I'm not going to bring it up. She didn't ask. She could ask me.
Do you have any more questions?
How's that working for you?
But the thing we see more frequently is improper presentation of Care Credit. Let's do a little role play. You want to do it? Are you up for it?
Why not?
Okay.
Our podcast. Why not? Let's try.
How about if you be the patient that needs some treatment?
I'm the patient.
I'll be the person presenting Care Credit, whether it's the doctor or the team member, whoever it is.
Okay. I'm the patient.
Okay. Get this straight now?
I'm the patient.
Okay. Let's say that you need $2,400 worth of treatment.
Okay. Fair enough.
And for some reason, you didn't want to pay cash, check, traditional credit card. You don't want to do it.
Right.
And there are a lot of reasons why not to do that, right?
It's a lot of money.
Well, why don't you want to pay cash, check, or traditional credit card, sir?
Oh, you asking me this?
As the patient.
It's a true question.
And I'm just curious why a patient would not want to do that.
If you want me to be honest with you, doctor, we just don't have that in our budget now. Things are really tight. My wife's stay-at-home mom, and we don't have the money right now.
Are you on a fixed income?
We're all on fixed income.
We like fixed income. We don't like the patients on a broken income. A fixed income will take.
I fix your income. I'm going to fix your income.
Okay, now, if you don't mind, I'm going to do my nerdy dentist voice.
Oh, I welcome that. I love that.
Care Credit the incorrect way.
Okay. Love it.
Now,
love it.
The nerdy dentist probably wouldn't do the hand on the shoulder thing.
The nerdy dentist wouldn't touch.
I'm now, sir.
Yes, doctor.
Your treatment is $2,400. Now, you said you don't want to do cash, check, or credit card. We can offer you Care Credit.
Oh, okay. Well, what's that?
Care Credit is it's a financial plan where you fill out an application, and of course, you know, they're going to ask you all these questions like your job, your income, your work history, your prison record, your hobbies, anything good or bad you've done in your entire. They're going to learn everything about you, and then of course, we're going to read that later. We're going to laugh at that, and then we have to send that in to be approved. And if you're approved, we can start. But if you're not approved, then sir, we cannot offer you Care Credit because you won't be approved. So is that something that you want to do?
Well, doctor, let me think about this. Do you have any brochures or written material
Madge,
for me?
Can you please bring this patient? I don't even know his name. He's the crown in room 3. Can you please bring
David.
Him?
I'm David.
Can you please bring David a brochette?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Thank you very much for that. I need to talk to my wife about it. I'm going to take this home. We're going to read over it, and I'll let you know.
Let me know what you and your wife decide, please.
I will definitely let you know. You'll be hearing from me very, very soon.
Okay, I'm guessing I'll see you never.
Soon of never.
It's just south of never is the next time you'll see.
Well, because, doctor, if I may say, your presentation sucked.
Well, now, why?
Because first of all, you're a nerd. You don't have any social skills, no chairside manner at all.
Okay, what else? But tell me something I don't know.
You scare the shit out of me.
Why?
Because I'm filling out some kind of financial form and everybody's going to see it and they're going to ask me a million questions. They're going to approve me. They're going to disapprove me. And a lot of the questions are going to be personal in nature. No, you scare the hell out of me. I don't think I'm going to do that. And I might not even qualify. I'm not even positive of that.
And then we'll make fun of you, right?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. See, I'm not doing it.
Now, of course, that presentation was an exaggeration. Maybe slight.
Totally exaggeration.
Slight.
But it was made to drive a point home because we see things like this.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know, dentists and dental people, I mean, we're dentists, so we can say, because we, you know, we've done it too. We just talk too damn much and give too much detail. And if there's a millisecond of air, we feel that we need to fill it with some chatter, right?
Absolutely.
So let's do the correct presentation for Care Credit.
Sure.
Now I'm going to be the cool dentist or the cool team member. Dave, your treatment's going to be $2,400. Now, you said that you don't want to do cash, check, or credit card, that's fine because we have a fantastic option for you. We can offer you 12 months interest-free, It will be just $200 a month for 12 months. Is that something you'd like to take advantage of?
You can really do that interest-free?
Absolutely. Interest-free, just $200 a month for 12 months.
Wow, I got to be honest with you. I was pretty scared because I know I need this done, but our budget is really, really tight. But $200 a month, I can absolutely work that into my budget for sure.
All right, ready to get started?
Let's get it done, doctor.
Great, fantastic. Madge will make the appointment for you. Then you can talk to Valerie and she'll do all the financial arrangements. And I will see you next week.
That sounds great. I can't wait to come in to see
you. Fantastic. Let's shake on it.
Thank you, doctor.
All right.
Wow. I mean, it's like you did a 180.
Different world.
So different. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You don't have to mention all the excruciating details. Get the patient committed and excited and appointed and knowing that they're only going to spend $200 a month.
Well, one thing I noticed, you didn't even mention care credit. Yeah. I don't think you mentioned care credit. If you did, it was at the very end. But there's no need to mention it. That gets mentioned once I go. I understand what it is from you. I go to see Madge. She'll eventually tell me, but she'll make it as simple as possible.
Right. You know the important stuff. You know that you can afford the payments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There goes my pen. And you know you can start next week.
Absolutely.
So, what more does anyone need?
So again, these are both a little bit exaggerated, the first one much more so, but we really recommend if your team's not with you, doctor, watching or listening to the audio version, make sure you play this for them. Play it at a team meeting. It's kind of a training session. It really will work. And when you do it right, you're going to get so much more case acceptance. It's not even funny.
And please don't be offering your own financial plan, which means you tell the patient they can just pay you $200 a month. You know what happens. You get the first couple checks if you're lucky, and then they start straggling in, and then they disappear. And
you're talking about if they're rejected from care credit, then the doctor's real brave. Well, we're going to do this. Well,
or maybe in lieu of care credit, some doctor will think they can do that.
How ridiculous is that? I mean, a financial institution like Care Credit is going to turn you down because they've done the due diligence and they know that you're a very, very high risk. And then you take on the risk.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Care Credit is telling you this patient will screw you over. We pretty much guarantee. But that's something we hear when we speak to groups. Someone will say, well, I only do my own payment plans if the patient gets rejected by Care Credit. The last person you should be doing it for.
Crazy. Don't do it. Marshall, don't do it.
Frank?
Don't do it.
Okay.
Everybody, don't do it. Let's get into the call. But
hey, before we do the call. Yeah, real quickly. TBSE, the best seminar ever, will be taking place this November, I believe 15th and 16th. It's a Friday and Saturday in Las Vegas. Incredible speaker lineup for the 2 days, but we're doing something this year that we've never done before. It's called the High Powered Dentists Panel.
Wow.
So many of our speakers and then some special guest dentists will be on this panel where you can ask or anyone in the audience can ask or you can just lurk and listen. Any burning question you have about anything, you can get the opinions and advice from some of the best, most successful, coolest, best looking dentists in the world. Probably the
in the world. Wait a minute.
World.
Is Dr. Mitchell Josephs going to be there?
Dr. Mitchell Josephs will be there.
He was voted the best looking dentist
in Palm Beach?
In his office.
Wow.
But still voted.
Does the other dentist know about that?
Wait, he's the only dentist. But still, it's good. It's good. He'll be there.
Typical example. Mitchell Josephs has built an amazing practice. He does some things different than just about anybody we know. And then, of course, these other fantastic dentists, Dr. Mike Dottolo, Dr. Rick Zambito, Dr. Payray, Dr. Tim Johnston, and the whole lineup will be there. You can hear their opinions on how they built such a great practice.
And these are real doctors that have done this by themselves in their own practices. They're not up on some.
How could I forget Dr. Steve Rasner?
Oh, that's
the amazing Dr. Steve Rasner.
These are people that have all done it and are doing it now. So it's something not to be missed. And while we're talking about things not to be missed,
just real quickly, TBSE.com. That's how you see the whole speaker lineup. You can register all those things. TBSE.com.
One more thing not to be missed. We're going to get into today's call. If you're not using Fat Merchant yet, our recommended credit card processing company. What are you waiting for? Why wouldn't you want to save, I don't know, I'm just making a guess, a few hundred dollars, even more per month by almost doing nothing? Call Fat Merchant. We got a new dedicated phone number. They'll go right to the right desk at Fat Merchant. They know you're a Matto fan because if you're a Matto fan, guess what? You get a free processing terminal.
Woo-hoo!
Totally free. That means no charge. Call them. We have a brand new phone number for them. 844-860-9951. If you want to do it the very old-fashioned way, it's actually maybe
I was going to say, now web is old-fashioned and phone is modern.
Exactly.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Come
things have really
way.
Turned around. Go to their website, a special dedicated website. It is bit.ly/ FATTMAD. Again, that'll direct you right to the right part. They'll know that you're referred by us, and you will get your free terminal, and you'll be on your way to saving a lot of money every single month.
Super cool. All right, let's do the call.
Let's do it.
This is Megan. How may I help you?
Hi. I know that I need a couple crowns and some gum treatment. Do you do that kind of work there?
Absolutely.
Good. And what kind of payment options do you offer?
Do you have insurance?
I do not have insurance.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so if you do cash or check, it is 15%, 15% discount. If you use a card, it's going to be a 5% discount. We also accept care credit.
Oh, what is care credit?
Care credit is just, it's a credit card that's, or a credit line that is, focused and based on like medical needs. So dental, you can use it at the, usually you use it at a vet's office, stuff like that. Some doctor's office take it too.
But you take that?
We do.
And how do I get that?
You can go online, and just go to carecredit.com and you can sign up there, or I can do it over the phone for you. It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
Or you can come in and I can do it. It's up to you. Or you can go online and do it.
Great. And then I can use it when I take my dog Leon to the vet, it sounds like.
Yep. Just make sure that they take it.
Okay. Got it. All right. Hey, thanks so much for the information.
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, okay. She was nice.
Okay.
She was friendly.
She was nice. She was friendly.
She let me know that I could use care credit when I take my dog to the vet. Those things were good.
But she said, that was helpful. She said, make sure they take it.
Right, of course.
Make sure they take it, which is good advice.
I wouldn't want Leon to be disappointed.
No way. Right. No way. But she made the fundamental error that we talked about in the first part of the show today. I mean, she said it's basically a medical credit card.
Yep. Exactly.
She didn't explain the right way.
Right. I mean, she was offering – she gave some options. I believe she said there's a discount for check.
Meanwhile, she said there's a discount for, like, everything. I mean, who pays the right price?
No one.
I mean, seriously, she said if you give check or cash, it's 15%, right?
Credit card is 5%.
5%. So who pays, like, rack rate?
No one.
That's a little weird.
I think they charge care credit the rack rate.
That's probably right.
Yeah,
probably true. Or insurance.
Right, good question. we'll get – maybe we won't get into the legalities of that. That's an issue for a different day.
Totally different.
But again, she could have said, or we can offer you 12 months interest free. When you come in, I can tell you all about it.
That's the best thing she could have said.
Absolutely.
I believe you did say that you need some work done. You know, you told her at the beginning of the call.
Two crowns and some gum treatment.
You did
some gum treatment.
So that's significant. Yep. So that's going to be thousands. So she could have said, so let's just say, for example, she didn't have to get into it too much, but let's say your treatment comes with a certain amount. We can actually break that down for you into 12 even small payments for you.
And I think that she could have used this question to get the patient to come in by saying, like, we've got some great financial options. We have discounts for upfront payment. We can do 12 months interest free. Let's get you in and we can discuss the one that's best for you.
Right. So that's the biggest mistake, because no matter how well she explained it or how horrible she explained it, she got no information from you.
None.
Said you needed all this treatment and she got nothing from you. Said, okay, well, goodbye.
No info, no appointment.
Nothing.
Slightly confused me about the care credit thing.
Yeah.
When she could have done it much more simply and then got me interested. Say, I want to come in and learn more about that.
Right.
Yep. All right.
So I'm going to flunk her, I hate to say. She was very nice. Very nice. But I got to flunk her because she got nothing from you. It didn't go anywhere. How can you give anything more than an F?
I think with a few tweaks, she could be really well trained. Yeah. So I'm going to give her a D.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. What can I say?
I'm feeling a little generous today. You're the teacher.
I'm the fixer.
I'm the teacher.
You're the fixer. We're the fixer. Hey, we are. Speaking of that, the Dental Practice Fixers. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
Dr. David Maddow. See you next time.